Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Miss Kiki Lolo, and this is episode 5, and you're now kicking it with Key. So how y'all doing? Today's episode is really devoted to a mental health check-in. So this episode will also be posted as a discussion on my discussion page, which is on Facebook. If you cannot find it, please let me know. You can find it if you are following my Kicking It With Key page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/kickingitwithkey1. And that's KICKINITWITKEE and the number 1. So I'm trying new places to record the episode to see where my sound sounds best. So please let me know if the sound sounds good today. Last week I tried the car. This week I'm in the bathroom because I'm trying to hide out because, you know, away from the kids. So with that being said, this week we learned that in Maryland, I know for a fact that 3 counties have already decided that school will be virtual until February 1st, which I knew they wouldn't be going back to school in August. But, you know, the first semester, you know, that way we get rid of the regular flu season too, because then you could be confusing flu like symptoms with coronavirus. So I understand it, you know, I saw it coming down the pipeline, and I just hope that with them making this decision, it's a better virtual experience. Like, they have more than enough time to get all the kinks out so that we can have a successful first semester online. But I understand that that's just more work for parents, especially if you are a parent who is working from home, because you're trying to do your own job, make sure that they're focused and engaged and doing their work, paying attention, and, you know, it does become overwhelming. I would say when school let out up until last week, I don't feel as though I was as stressed as I am now. But now I'm feeling like, oh my gosh. Because summer school started last week. I mentioned it on last week's episode. And so this is week 2 of summer school. And my daughter's class seems to be going fine. You know, there doesn't seem to be a lot of hiccups or issues with her class. So that's really good. And the way it's set up for her is she goes for 1 hour in the morning, then she has like a 2-hour break, and then she goes for 2 hours in the afternoon. So it's good. It gives her time to eat breakfast in the morning, have a little break, little lunch, and then go back for the rest of the day. And then but my daughter's also in first grade, so, you know, I really can't compare first grade to fourth grade. So, those are the struggles, because my son's experience is totally different than my daughter's. So what he has going on is he does 3 1-hour long sessions starting at 8:30, and he's done at 11:30. But this week I have seen the teacher try to do more like games and interactive stuff for them. But it seems like she always runs out of time. So it's just like, I need her to be a little bit more prepared so that we can execute everything she's supposed to do within that hour that she has. Because then I leave the class looking confused, just like he confused, and I can't help him if I'm confused too. So I really wish that I could just get some a syllabus, but just boom, bullet points, don't give me too much. Just tell me the things that need to get done. If he's supposed to read 3 chapters a day, just put homework, read three chapters or something. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. And so now with them going to two different schools too, that gets overwhelming because I gotta get calls from like parents who have kids in multiples, like, you know, grades, like you got elementary, middle, high school, like y'all the bomb, because it's a lot y'all gotta keep up with, because they each school calling, saying stuff like, damn. And both my kids still at elementary school. My son just going to a different school now because he got into the magnet program. But Jesus, Lord, it's just a lot. So I found myself having a whole little meltdown again this week when it came to dealing with the kids. And I think my kids need to see me be more vulnerable. Like, they need to see, like, just like they going through something, mommy is going through stuff too. And we need to work together. It's no reason why I should have to keep telling you the same thing over and over again. Like, you are both very intelligent and capable of being whatever you want to be in life, of listening to your mother. Like, it gets a little hard. And it's like, I found myself feeling like I needed something from someone, like I needed help, but I didn't know how to articulate what help I needed. You get what I'm saying? I really just needed a moment to myself. Like, I don't think I need anyone to do something for me. I just need to be left alone. Like, that's what you could do for me. Leave me alone. Don't expect nothing from me. Don't need me to do nothing for you, because I have a lot going on. So I just kind of felt myself this week, I just kind of was shutting down, really not wanting to talk to people, just because it's a lot. So I just want to have a group discussion with you all, you know, share. We could talk about our pros and cons when it comes to distance learning until February. We find out in November if it's going to go past February. You know, how are you coping with distance learning or being quarantined? What kind of things do you do for yourself as well as the kids, and if you're married, your spouse, just like that. And I feel like I'm turning into a whole support group right now. That's what we're doing. We're going to support each other. This is the Quarantine Chronicles by Kicking It with Kim. And I feel like there may be places where people can go to have these conversations. I don't know of any, but I'm quite sure there may be like a little baby support group where you can do such a thing. But also ideas. I am searching for ideas of how to make distance learning more user friendly, I guess. So that's basically why I wanted to bring this to the discussion group and have this open and, you know, just have a free form. I'm hoping that teachers will also participate, because I have some friends who are teachers who can give their insight on what parents could do to help distance learning be more successful. Or, you know, just like an open forum, you know, we could just get all this out here. Like, I know the county is doing something like this, but I'm just like, you know, where we could just really be ourselves. No judgment here, okay? If you have a typo, grammatical errors, there's no English teacher to be like, hey, you forgot your comma. But you get what I'm saying? It's just like, just a totally judgment-free zone. So just express how you feel. If you want your kids back in school, you can say that. You know what I'm saying? If you're happy that we're going to be distance learning until February and things are going well for you, please share. How do you get it done? So that's basically what the discussion post will be for this week, as well as you can also pose any questions on there. I mean, you all could give me topics to talk about too. What do you want to hear me talk about? Like that. So I really don't have much on one specific topic today to go deep into. Just being very transparent with you all, letting you know that it's been a bit of a struggle for me, which also doesn't help me to be more and a creative mindset for my podcast, because it's just like, I don't have that time, you know? I don't have that time for me right now. And that's not good. So what do you do to ensure that you still have that you time in the midst of this pandemic while you're quarantined? And it's been raining like cats and dogs lately. I'm like, but shouldn't all this rain have happened in April? Why is raining so much in July? Is it raining? Is it clearing out the coronavirus? Is all this rain washing away, damn, the sins of corona? Because every day I'm like, okay, we could do this. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's thunderstorming. We done lost power. The kids acted a whole fool. Power was out 22 seconds. And they're like, oh my gosh. Did you see that, Mom? Like, yes, I saw. Guess what? We're all in the same house together. The lights went out in every room. I saw it. Just like you saw it, I saw it too. Yeah. And then my son's like, oh my goodness, the internet's not working. Well, the power went out. The internet is plugged into an electric socket. So without power, we don't have internet. And now that the power is back on, it has to reboot itself. So, you know, just like when you wake up in the morning, you need to wash your face and brush your teeth. That's what the internet doing right now, because it just cut back on. It's washing its face and brushing its teeth. And he like, oh, okay. Is it still getting ready? Yes, it is. It's going to take a little bit of time because it's randomly shut off. It wasn't expecting that, son. It's okay. Your world's not going to end because we don't have Wi-Fi temporarily. Okay? Roblox will be there when the internet come back on. But I couldn't believe my kids were like so like caught off guard by the power going out. I'm like, well, shout out to the power lines for, you know, evolving over time that my kids don't really know about the power being out. Like, we have had storms and the power goes out, but typically they're already asleep. Because, like, you know, you wake up in the morning and then, you know, your stove or microwave time is reset. And it's like, oh, I guess the power went out last night. But I guess them being awake and seeing it just, like, really was baffling. Especially to my son. He's like, yeah, I think I want to go back to being a meteorologist. I want to just learn more about the weather and, you know, report it. I'm like, oh, okay. That's good. I really could see his ass being out there chasing damn twisters and stuff. He seemed like that type. So, I just really took y'all on a ride. That was random. You enjoyed it though, right? Okay. Thank you very much. All right, hold on. Let's pay these bills real quick. All right, and I'm gonna be right back. All right. All right, so we're back. All right, so things that I want us to focus about in the discussion group. I can't even get that out, y'all. Discussion group, right? So, what ideas, if you could, you know, talk to a teacher and give ideas, what ideas would you give the teacher for how to engage with your children during distance learning? If you are a teacher, what ideas would you have for parents to help this be a more successful venture? So that's what, you know, I want us to try to give each other some feedback. I know there's some parents who are like really upset that school's not going to be open in the fall. One thing I am thankful for, like I mentioned last week, is the whole Facebook Messenger for kids, because the kids can still have social interaction with their friends, or if they have FaceTime or whatever video chat you may have. Because my daughter always talks about how she misses her friends. And I'm like, oh, Roland, he misses a couple friends, but quarantine is cool for him. He don't like being out the house anyways. So he just be in here eating up all the snacks and, hogging up the TV, but he cool. Like, it's Lyric. It's more so Lyric who I have to, keep like busy. So I have also come up with like a little quarantine hustle for myself and Lyric that I will share with you all at a later date. I just want to, you know, test it out first, and then I will let you all know, and hopefully you will support, it will be Lyric's business, so hopefully you all will support Lyric's business, and so that's things that I'm trying to do to just keep her busy outside of the school time and give her something to look forward to. So, because it's really hard on her being stuck in the house. Like, whenever she hears the door, I don't know why my husband put this damn, I don't even know what it is. I don't know where we got it from. I don't even know. But he put, like, this little metal heart-shaped tin thing on the front door. And whenever Lyric hears it move, she's the first one at the door. I'm like, girl, it could be somebody in here trying to hurt us, and he or she is gonna hurt you first, because you'd be the first one at the door. But like, she hear the keys jingle, she could be in the shower, y'all, she hear them keys jingle, she jumping out like, hey, what's going on, where you going? I'm like, dang, girl, just to the mailbox, can I come? I'm like, to the mailbox, you press to go to the mailbox? So I try to, like, make that a little daily activity. I've been working with her, trying to get her to open the mailbox so I could just send her to the mailbox so she can just get out the house. Another thing in the discussion group, go ahead, drop people who make masks and makes masks for kids. My godmother did order the kids some masks, but they were a little too small. And I'm going to need a plethora of them because my kids don't be keeping up with the mask. So if you know anybody who makes some cute masks, they're not an arm and a leg, let me know so I can get the kids some more masks. I keep one in the car for Lyric, so when we go to the store, she has her mask. And that's crazy. Like, really, I'm really just trying to find things for Lyric to do. I have to force Roland to want to do something. Lyric came in the kitchen. She's like, well, can I wash the dishes? I'm like, girl, I ain't never met a child who wants to wash dishes. I'm like, go ahead, girl. Shout out to her godmother. Her godmother taught her how to wash dishes. And I'm very thankful for her for that. Cookie, you the bomb, girl. So yes, any ideas you have on what are you doing to, cause now that we're going to be stuck with our kids until at least February, what are you going to do with your children? You know, what's going to happen when it gets cold outside? Oh gosh, guys, I cannot believe that we are really in a global pandemic. Like, this is so baffling. Like, I can't wait till 2092 when we reflect on how life was in 2020. 2092 is my favorite go-to year. I always say things will happen in 2092. Like, I'm retarded, y'all, just don't mind me. But yeah, so please go to the Facebook discussion group. Let's have more topics like this. You know, I'm really excited to hear everyone's opinions and feedbacks. I'm keeping this episode really short because we're gonna talk. We all gonna talk on the discussion group. We're gonna engage. Okay? So see y'all there. Until next time, y'all. Follow me on Instagram, KICKINITWITKEE. Or go like the page on Facebook so that way you can find the group discussion page. All right. Bye, y'all.